portion of our meeting. And fortunately, President Galloway speaks more than I do, so we shall let you begin.
Thank you very much. It's exciting to be here in our Tulsa campus because, as you know, one of our goals is to increase our presence in Northeast Oklahoma. We hope that this Tulsa campus continues to grow and grow over time. And so you'll be seeing more activity in Northeast Oklahoma related to OU. A couple of our other objectives real quickly. Obviously, we have a health science center component here in Tulsa. We'd like to be the healthcare provider of choice in all of Oklahoma. Tulsa will be a part of that as well. A few other strategy matters. We've indicated that we have a very rich undergraduate program at OU and that we'd like to expand our graduate program, double our research. That continues to be a very important goal. We've talked about this beautiful campus that we built in Norman and this considerable bricks and mortar expansion that we've done over the last decade or so. Going forward, we'll spend considerable money on human capital, part of that being to pay our faculty better, part of that to hire new researchers so that we can, in fact, double research going forward. I thought maybe what I would do is spend a moment talking about the new entering class because that's very important. The student count is the numbers we have at this moment in time. 4,390, which is 83 less, very similar to the last year. ACT scores 26.2, down 0.2, but again, very similar. The GPA average of our incoming class is 3.63, which is identical with the last year. National Merit Scholars is 153. That's about a little less than half of the 317 that we had the year before. Having said that, I think it's important to remember that at 153 National Merit Scholars, that puts us in a category with universities like MIT, Yale, Princeton, and Stanford. So at that level, we're in very, very good company still. The percentage of underrepresented minorities has increased to 34.9% from 32.1%. The resident percentage is 55.6%, down slightly from 57.5%. Non-residents are up to 44.4%. So statistics very similar to last year. An excellent class, very, very strong demand. Over 17,000 applicants in our freshman class, so we've been very selective in the students that we've chosen to attend OU Norman. Our tuition is up about $1.5 million for freshmen. When you look at total tuition, we're up about $5.6 million. Some of that has to do with improved retention rates. Our U.S. News and World Report in 2017 was 97, 2018 it's at 124, so we've slipped considerably, and that's something that we're paying a lot of attention to. As I mentioned before, our graduate research has high impact on what our standing will be. We have lots of opportunity to improve there, and I think as you see us expanding the research, that number will continue to get better.
Jim,
can
I ask you on the subject of ranking, did you have an opportunity to look at the Wall Street Journal ranking?
Yes.
And what were our rankings this year versus last?
I don't remember the exact numbers, but we're not where we want to be. I think it was something around 200 or something. It was a high number.
Yeah.
Generally, people look at U.S. News and World as the primary instead of Wall Street Journal. So one of the things that I promised last time we met was that I would give continuing reviews of our financial condition. First, I want to say that these financial numbers are not finished. We still are in an unaudited state and we're still looking at various things. Beginning with debt, very little has changed, about $900 million range, for Norman campus on debt and about $100 million in synthetic debt. You wouldn't expect that to change very much in a couple months of time. When we discussed last time our losses in prior years, we had a $24.7 million loss in 2016. That loss increased to $31.2 million in 2017. In 2018, the preliminary numbers that we've shown you look like it's about a $65 million positive number. In fact, most of that relates to gifts that were moved from the balance sheet of our foundation over to the university's financials. And if you adjust that, normalize it, we're pretty close to break even, almost a zero plus or minus. Of course, that's a lot better than minus $31.2 million the year before. But I have to point out that our receivables are up about $13 million. And one of the things we need to look at very, very closely is the aging of our accounts and consider our bad debt reserves. So there's a reasonable probability that that number will turn negative as we analyze those numbers. Still some work to be done there.
I applaud you for taking a microscope to this and really working to understand and cut expenses. So congratulations and thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And around those expenses being cut, I'm very, very happy to report that if you look at what we've been able to discern in the last couple of months, since July 1, to this point in time, if you look at the savings we think we're going to be able to realize on an annualized basis, that number today is $20.6 million. If you look at what we think we'll be able to do in fiscal year 18-19, that number is $12.3 million. Now that's what we've been able to itemize so far, but our work is only partially done. That's 60 days into the program. We think we need to do much better than that. At our last meeting, when we looked at the budget, I said the budget anticipated a loss of about $15 million. So in theory, that would put us in positive territory. But since that time, we've also discovered a few other items that we were not aware of related to some other budget categories that weren't properly accounted for. One of the things I'll just simply say is that our budgeting process is very weak. And as a result of that, there seems to be surprise after surprise. We're in the process of putting in place new budgeting processes over the course of this year. We hope to give you much better representation of where our financials will be from period to period in the future, but much work remains to be done there. I also promised a report on where we stand on student housing at the next meeting, so let me do that. The first item is our residential colleges. The last time we met, I told you that I thought we would have about 70% occupancy. At this moment, it looks like that is about 63% occupancy, and that we'll have about a $2.3 million cash loss. If we had 100% occupancy, those residential colleges would have approximately a $1 million loss. At this moment, we have about $81.7 million of debt related to those two colleges. I would also point out one of the things we learned was that in the process of, during the construction period, we discovered that the university had contributed an extra $10 million to the construction from general funds. So this project has been a very, very difficult project for the university and does have a significant financial loss. We also have discovered that our traditions apartments has about 89% occupancy and a $1.3 million a year loss. So that's not very favorable. When we were talking about the budget a minute ago, I said that sometimes we discover surprises. One of the items that was not budgeted, when I talked about the expected $15 million loss, was responsibilities related to the CROSS project. We have been told that we have no fiscal responsibility related to that project, and of course, we're not involved in the debt. It turns out, though, that we rent parking, we have some commercial leases, we have some food services, and the number, the cash amount that goes out the door from the University of Oklahoma related to the CROSS project is about $7.1 million a year. $2.5 million of that relates to parking, $3.7 million of that relates to commercial leases, and we incur about a $900,000 a year food service loss related to that third party project. The other item that we looked at was our University Research South Campus buildings. As you know, that was intended to help us grow our research and put in place multiple buildings. There's about $108 million of debt related to those facilities. A fair amount of the space is rented by people who have very little to do with research on campus, just basically third parties. And to my surprise, it turns out that we have about a $3.8 million subsidy that's required from central budgeting to pay all the costs surrounding those facilities each year. Some of that is debt service, of course. So these are some of these projects that we've done over the last year that have been a drag on budgets, and that in part explains why the university that was operating on a positive basis for many years, over the last 3 or 4 years, turned into a red zone. Those are things that we're in the process of overcoming through the cost savings I talked about before. But $20 million a year plus annualized savings, we'll continue to work that very hard. These are problems that are solvable. I think we've made great progress so far, more to come. There is some debt on the housing. Traditions, Adams, Couch, Walker, $54.5 million of debt on those buildings too, related to remodels and other expenditures. There's some bonds taken out of those assets. And so even though they're older, we still have some pretty new debt on those. The final general comment I'd like to make is, as many of you know, our administration has been studying the pros and cons of a responsible beer sales program at our athletic events. We intend to bring a recommendation forward to the regions at our next meeting on that matter. Those are all my planned comments.
Well, we'll move on into our agenda. First of all, I'd like to cover one thing. I'd like to thank Dr. Megan Elwood Madden, the chair of our Faculty Senate, for driving up today. She's an associate professor in geology and geophysics, and that is an effort and a dedication, and it's both noted and appreciated your interest and involvement. So thank you very much for being here. A little housekeeping matter, we need to review the minutes of the minutes from our previous agenda. So assuming that each of you have had an opportunity to look at those, and are there changes? A motion for approval, second. All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are passed. The first item that we have today is the naming of the College of Public Health.
Okay. We would recommend approval of the naming of the College of Public Health in recognition of the sizable, very generous gift. The name remains confidential until the ceremony we expect on September 18, 2000. There is a resolution that we've included recognizing the donors.
Of whom we are most appreciative. Motion for approval?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item two, professional service agreement.
These are professional service agreements, principally clinical and also an agreement with University Hospitals Authority and Trust for my communications and security services.
For approval?
So moved.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item three, update on the OU Health Sciences Center and OU Medicine Incorporated.
So the This item is the re-ratification of the substantive agreements between the university and OU Medicine Inc. Health System.
Move approval. Further discussion? If all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item four, medical and dental benefits plan.
We have a recommendation for plan design changes on our health plan. And we're recommending the changes to address cost increases that we face. So we've limited that cost increase to just over 1%.
Motion for approval?
So moved.
Discussion?
May I ask a question? This is only for the HSC?
This would only be for HSC, correct?
Thank you.
For any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, then next, items five through 13, excuse me, are for information only. And do we have any need for an executive session on any of these items?
Madam Chairman, I don't recommend an executive session at this time.
Okay, then we shall move on to item 14, awards, contracts, and grants in the recent moment.
We recommend that Regents ratify the awards and or modifications for May and June 2018 as listed in the materials. We show comparative data for the years 2014 through 2018 for research and then instruction grants, public service, and outreach funding. We have a slight uptick in research related to our geocard project.
Move approval. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 15, naming new physics and astronomy academic building in the surrounding area.
Recommend approval of the naming of the new academic building constructed south of Nielsen Hall after Chun C. Lin, a former OU physics faculty member, in the area of Nielsen Hall and the proposed Lin Hall as the Dodge Physics Complex.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 16, acceptance of a major gift.
We recommend the board accept a major gift to be announced within the next couple of weeks. That was a nice gift.
So moved.
Approval. We'll take it. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 17, tuition and mandatory fee rates for academic year 2019 for the law school.
Recommend that the board ratify the revised College of Law tuition and mandatory fee rates for 2019 academic year. This is a correction to the 2018 agenda that we presented. There was an inadvertent increase in the prior materials for tuition and certain fees. There is no increase.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 18, Global OU Board of Directors.
We recommend certain actions with respect to the Global OU Board of Directors. Global OU is a 501c3 enterprise that enables the legal operations in our study abroad countries. First, we're recommending replacing various prior board members with new board members. And second, we ask that you authorize the Global OU Board to amend its bylaws to require the membership of the board to be comprised of the people serving in the six listed positions.
Move approval. Any discussion or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries. Item 19, medical and dental.
This is a similar item to what I discussed with the Health Sciences Center. Again, this is a recommendation for plan design changes in order to temper cost increases that we faced for health and dental plans on the Norman campus.
Motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Questions? In favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 20, search committee.
Madam Chairman, I would move to approve agenda items 20 through 24
as amended and shown on the pages and handed out and awarded to the public, that this agenda, piece of agenda item be amended and so litigated on the changes that were passed.
Is it 23-24?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so has everyone had an opportunity?
If I might comment on that for the benefit of the audience, what we're proposing to do is make sure that we've solicited the proper input from faculty, staff, and students on these committees. There's been some confusion about what the faculty handbook requires. There's been some confusion about the regents' requirements on the composition of these committees. We certainly want to be compliant with all of that. Recognizing that positions like the CFO and the chief auditor are unique, we'd like to solicit input from the faculty senate on who those parties might be from the faculty, but I believe in those instances, student input probably not helpful. I have had some dialogue with students regarding that, and they agree with me on that. On the other positions, I think it's useful to have more input, and we'll be asking the faculty senate to nominate some people or reconstitute those committees. Name some people on the original draft. We'll ask if those people are acceptable. We'll take input to make sure that we comprise the committee in an appropriate way with all of the inputs necessary.
Well, I think we all applaud consistency and inclusion and predictability in these processes. Is there a motion for approval of the amended items 20 through 24?
I think we've done that, so we'll move again.
Okay. Diane, further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that was passed, and that was pretty succinct. So, thank you, each of you, all of you.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions? I'm Nick Hazelrig from the OU Daily.
Okay, first of all, it's Dr.
My bad. That's on me.
I went to school a long time for that.
I was going to say, I would want it to be on there, too.
I'm honestly not quite sure how to answer that because our policy is normally that the chair is the one that answers the questions for us. That we uniformly say...
That's kind of what I thought. I didn't know if it was appropriate if you were acting in this capacity. I just wanted to come up and ask.
I'm reading the items. There has not been any discussion.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, 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 I completely understand. That makes sense.
And hopefully he'll be back next meeting. So you'll get a lot more
information. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, definitely, definitely. Well, I appreciate it very much taking your time nonetheless.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's nice meeting you too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's very cool. This is the
I'm taking note, yes.
You've been enjoying
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I got to Norman for the football game. So that's not saying very much. I've been to one.
Okay.
I went to the UCLA game, which was really crazy.
Oh, it was a fun one.
I missed the one.
I was at the Florida Atlantic game, and I just, went up to the very top because the student section was really cool.
Oh, 97 degrees of it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It was hot.
You get the breeze up there, and you get the shade turn around. I'm like right next to President Gallagher's box. I'm like, okay. And so
we're just going on in.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like,
"Let's pull me up." Yeah,
third estate.
Yeah, we got a little separate. Yes, nice to meet you. I'm Nick Kaiser.
Hey, Nick, good man. Yeah. I told him my claim to fame was I was there in my newspaper at high school. I was a student government reporter for the Play, which is Georgetown's paper, and then I ran for a student body president. Because they all garbage me at these meetings saying that all this guy does is write editorials masquerading as news stories. So I never got back into journalism.
Yeah, well, we all get that sometimes, but I appreciate very much you guys' time. It was great seeing you.
Yeah, well, good to see you. Thanks for
taking care. Yes, nice meeting you.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Not bad.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, good to see you, by the way. Pleasantries, I feel like I skip them sometimes. But so I know that you've said that there have been some surprises in the budget and some things that you guys are, that's something that you want to hope to not have in the future. What sorts of surprises are those, and how do you guys plan to, fix those things?
Yeah, well, one of them was the cross cash out the door. Was not aware of that until the afternoon of July 2nd, our first day in office, and he said, oh, by the way, we have to pay rent on parking. It's significant. It's not in the budget. What are we going to do?
Right.
And so it's in the budget now. And then as we've been going through there, we find, oh, that's not it. It's this and this. That's not acceptable. Hopefully we found the things that weren't in the budget by now, but I've had a few surprises along the way.
Certainly. What was it that led to this being something that you found out on the on July 2nd as opposed to earlier on in the during the transition?
Well, I was told there were no financial involvement at all related to the cross project. I do not know why people told me that, because obviously there is.
And
those people who said that there wasn't don't work at our university anymore.
I see.
In fact, in the morning of July 2nd, they were no longer employees.
Individuals like Nick Hathaway.
I'll let you decide who that might be, but they did not explain that we had those financial obligations.
What sorts of actions based on this new cross information do you think your administration is going to take? I mean, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding cross, obviously, with the low the low numbers of students actually living there and some of the problems that they've faced. Does your administration plan to take any action on that?
Well, we're not responsible for how many people are in the cross towers.
But
we have rented certain facilities from them, like the parking garage, like some of the retail space. And so we have to pay them for that space that was rented. We now have more savings that we have to achieve.
Yeah.
to help pay that cash that we didn't expect to be going out the door.
Yeah. And another question, as you guys continue to complete your audits of the various departments and academic units throughout the university, what is kind of the status of that? Where are you guys on making decisions in terms of potential budget cuts to certain areas?
Well, we've been reviewing quite a few things over the last 60 days. Mm-hmm. And as you saw, on an annualized basis, that number is $20 million now. Mm-hmm. That's very positive, but we're really in the early stages of reviewing some of the groups. We have meeting after meeting with different people, and so a lot of the numbers aren't finalized. These are things we know of for sure. We have more work to do.
Definitely. And one last question on that. You said things are on that positivity, on the fact that things are moving in the right direction. What do you think has been the main driver of that since you've taken office? What sorts of things do you think have caused the most savings for the university?
Well, there was significant inefficiency. Mm. And a lot of people knew that they could do a better job and a more efficient job. Mm. They're bringing those ideas forward. Mm. When I say that, they means faculty and staff.
Yeah.
And now we have many students on campus, and some of them are coming in with some great ideas too. So it's a combination of the whole team getting involved to improve the financial condition of the university.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
have a great one.
Nice to see you again.